Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to today's show. This is Dynamic Daphne, and as you can probably hear the applause in the background, because the owner of We Love Here, Willie Whitfield, has just entered the shop, and we are broadcasting live here from 2322 Adam Clayton Boulevard in the Bronx in Harlem. And as you can hear, Willie, the new owner of the We Love Here salon, had just came in the shop, and everybody is just greeting him. So, as I promised, today I am broadcasting live out of 2322 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York, where I'm just here to support my stylist and just to give him compliments on everything that he's doing, so that I am very excited about today's show. And as I go through today, I am going to be talking to friends, I'm going to be talking to clients, and just to find out what Willie means to them. And the first person that I'm going to be talking to is Chandel Pitts. And Chandel is one of Willie's clients. And as a matter of fact, I started going to Sham to Willie on the recommendation of Chandel. So Chandel, welcome to today's segment on a live segment. I know you are just as excited I am to see the accomplishments of Willie. So I want you to just say what Willie means to you and how long he has been doing your hair and making you look as gorgeous as you look today. Yes. Yes. That's a cousin down there. That, and I got to tell you, you are looking gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous today. You are looking beautiful today, and Willie really did a number on your hair. And this hairstyle I'm looking on today was done, what, 3 weeks ago? Or 3 weeks ago. But I tell you, this man knows his craft. This man knows his craft, and I'm sure that you'll be hearing from more clients today and to hear what they say. So we are going to be talking to other people, and we are just you're here they are in the background, and yes, so yes. Give me her card. Okay, so you can hear them praying in the bottom. And the next person that I'm going to be talking to is Janelle Dawes. Janelle Dawes, welcome to the A New Day show. I am very excited to be talking with you. So how long has Willie been your stylist?
1.5 years.
Wonderful. What attracted you to Willie? Yes. And he's always so patient, right? Patient.
He feels like you're being a friend every time. He pays attention to you. He talks to you. He makes you feel important. Like, you're not crying, but you're a friend.
Yes. And he, you know, I find out that when I go to him is that he gives me his undivided attention. And that is why it's come. I come all the way from Connecticut to be with Willie. We drive a distance because you know. Where's your card? Just get it from her. Okay, well, we had just a slight. Go get it. We have to get out. We were honest. We were right here. Willie just went ahead and introduced his other two stylist, Neil Singleton, and then we had Carla Simpson, and of course Willie. So there are three stylists here right now, and now I'm here with Aunt Terry is Willie's auntie. And you came from Virginia too? Wonderful. I was telling somebody before on the air that when the Virginia crew walked in, you came in with some energy and some blessings. What are you most proud of today about your nephew?
I am so extremely proud that God has allowed him to be able to live his dreams and to see his dreams come true. So I know that no matter whatever happens in his life from this point on,
I don't want it fall, the camera. Yes.
I'm so proud of him because I know from where he has really come from.
That's right.
My family is a family of entrepreneurs.
Amen.
My oldest sister has been in the hair business for 40 years. I have a niece that started Willie out over 18 years ago.
I'm going to have to come down to Virginia and hang with you entrepreneurs, because that's what I'm about here. That's wonderful. But Aunt Terry, if you would choose one thing today that you are most proud of, what would that be?
It would be that, you know, from my family roots, I know that what I've been able to instill in Willie's life is to stay focused, stay the course, and never, ever give up on your dreams.
That's right.
God, and know that God has got your back.
Wonderful.
If he put it in you, if he takes you
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Aunt Terry. I want to thank you for the entrepreneurial seed and path that you have laid out for Willie. And with an auntie like you behind him, there is no way to go unless he's up. So we just thank you for your faith and your support. Okay, you're very welcome. God bless you too. So that was Aunt Terry, Willie's aunt. Yes, Willie's aunt. Yes. Yes, you have 5 minutes. You better bring me some champagne when you come too. So he's popping champagne, he's giving everybody champagne, and then he has 5 minutes. So in 5 minutes, you are going to hear from Willie. We're going to hear from Willie, the owner of We Love Here, our beauty salon here at 2322. Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. I'm good. So we are here, and in four minutes, we are going to be talking here from Mr. Willie. Ask her if she wants to talk. Okay. So we are just here, and there's so much activity going on here. At We Love Hair Beauty Salon here at 2322 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, where we are broadcasting live from the official opening of the We Love Hair. We Love Hair. Our beauty shop here in Harlem, and I tell you, everybody's eating, but on the outside is eating, and everybody's just, it's a big old party up in here. It's a big party in here, and everybody is so happy to see Willie's progress, and I'm waiting to get Mr. Willie on. We're waiting here to get Willie on to talk about his beauty shop and so we are just here waiting. I'm doing Willie, and we are just so excited here. There is so much energy. So much energy here at We Love Hair Beauty Salon here in New York, in Harlem. And there's so much energy going on here. And now I'm going to... We're going to be talking with Mr. Willie Whitfield. How do you feel about today, Willie?
I am really excited, Daphne. The crowd seems like they're having a good time, and I'm just really, really just...
You can't believe it. Listen, man, you got to take a pat on the back. Make a pat on the back. You have accomplished so much.
God is so good.
You know, I pray that you get the time to go back and listen to this show, and to hear what the client has to say about you.
Okay.
But we want to spend some time talking about what this journey has been. They kick me off again. All right, go ahead.
Salon that I was working on 121st and Linux Avenue, and I didn't know what I was going through. The salon that I was moving to was going to be closed down in about a week or two because the landlord had sold the building. And when I asked her if I could come down, she said, I'm leaving. And I said, well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
That's right.
About it as if I was stepping out on faith, but basically that's what I was doing.
Exactly, and a lot of time, because I remember when you were working at another shop, and then there were certain things that did not go as you planned pertaining to your customer, and it was then and there that you knew it was time for Willie to get stepping.
Yes.
Because the way that situation agitate you knew you needed your own shop, because you were about pampering your clients, you were about customer service, and all your customers are number one.
Yes. I think for me the biggest thing was that my clients are so important to me, and the place that I was working, like,
oh, it keeps knocking me off. Go ahead, talk. That's right. But you know something, that this business is not yours, it's God. And I remember saying to you when I found out you were going to start your shop, I asked you if you're going to do nails, and you said to me, no, darling, we love hair, and that's what we're going to stick to. And that speaks volume about who you are. You are good at hair, and you're sticking to that. You're not looking to get involved in everything. You are looking to master your craft.
Yes. Yes.
And that's a blessing. Because like I said to one of your friends, a gentleman who spoke before, and he's been your friend for 10 years. He says that he knows you for 10 years, and he always knows that you're good at hair.
Yes.
And I asked your sister, when did she know that you were good at hair? She said, forever. So, it's a blessing, Willie. What would you like, as your aunt Terry and I was speaking, and I said, I see this as one of many shops. I know you're going to own your building, and that's our goal and vision for you. But what would you like to see happen to We Love Hair?
What would I like to see happen to We Love Hair? I think the thing that I really want to happen is that each client that walks through our door, they walk away with an experience. You know, that they walk into the establishment and they know that, you know, we've acted professional, and that, you know, they left out.
Okay, so You know, we know what we want, but what do you want to see happen to this show? I tell you something, Willie. One of your female customers said she came to you years ago with a problem for her hair. And she said when she came, you did not let her feel like she was a hair here. She felt like she was a person, and she has been coming to you ever since.
Yeah, because, you know, one thing about it is a lot of hairstylists, you know, when somebody comes in the door, they see a dollar sign, and they capitalize on that dollar right now.
Yes,
but
yes.
I look, you know, a little bit further. And the
exactly.
Thing that I want people to know is, like, you can count on me. You can count on me to be there. You can
exactly.
count on me to take care of your hair.
Exactly. And, you know, people always say, well, how much you pay for the hairdresser? It's not how much you pay, but how much you feel like when you leave there, because that's what's important. Because it's an investment.
You know, people often ask me, do you want to do hair for celebrities? And I said, I do hair for celebrities.
That's right.
Every client that comes to my door is a celebrity.
That's right.
I don't need to be doing hair and photo shoots and on the red carpet because my clients are stars.
Exactly, and they walk every day in their job. At the train, on the bus. And everybody's saying, who do you hear? Who do you hear?
Yes,
and
that's
it. Exactly.
And I wish the news could do feel-good segments about everyday people that are doing everyday things and have struggles.
That's right. That's right.
And the service that I provide just gives them just a little bit.
Exactly.
Feel-good.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So faithful that, you know, I've been placed in the position that I've been placed in.
How do you see you incorporating your human service studies into the shop?
Wow. I think most of all, you know, I'm incorporating my human service skills is that, you know, I'm a good listener. I try not to be judgmental. You know, I am human, but for the most part, like, my job is to listen, and I'm here to hear what you're saying. And that's another thing that I feel a lot of hairstylists, they don't do today. They don't listen to what the client is saying.
That's right.
They need to listen to what they're not saying.
Exactly. So you got to listen, and you got to listen. Because it's total, with your eyes and your ears.
Yes.
And after you do that, then hear from your heart and your spirit, then you can give a response and a reply.
Yes. Carla and Lucy,
yes.
They want to listen. You know, we're all about nurturing. And,
exactly.
And nurturing the client and nurturing the hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our saying is nobody loves hair like we love.
Yeah, and your sister. Difficulty, but now we are back with Mr. Willie Whitfield, who is the owner of We Love Here at 2322 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. So just to pick up, Willie, where we left off, we were talking about your clients coming and you want them to feel as people, not as just here, and you will listen, which is not what we can save for a lot of violence. Okay. So, I know his family members are leaving and somebody come bringing him flowers. And everybody's kissing and loving on him and everything. So, it's just a wonderful thing. We are going to be excited. So, this is one of clients and she brought him beautiful roses. And she's introducing him to other people. And got some lovely roses. He has a peach, a yellow, and a pink roses. Beautiful, beautiful. That they brought him. You can see that this man is loved and he's just going to be so successful in everything that he does. I know, Willie, that you got to go talk to the rest of your clients, but what do you want the tri-state to know about Willie? I traveled from Connecticut to come here, but what do you want other people to know? Why they should come to Willie? Why they should come to We Love Here NYC?
Why We Love Here? We love here. I've been in this business for 20 years now.
Wow.
And I love doing hair. As a child, I don't know if when you were talking to my sisters and my mom, I used to get beatings when I was a kid for cutting my sister's hair.
Oh, she didn't tell me that. I just asked her, how long will you been doing here? And I saw a smirk on her face. She said, forever.
Yeah. So my mother would beat me for cutting my sister's hair when I was a kid. So I always knew, like, hair just felt very organic.
Yes, know? Yes.
Like, when my hands were in it, it just...
Did
it
some...
Just,
it,
like,
it ministered to
yes,
you.
Yes.
Oh.
So,
oh.
And from there, I just cultivated it. And I've been doing this, like I said, 20 years, and from New York to California. And I love doing hair. And I think my clients, they see that in my work. They see that in how I interact with them. They see that in how I, like, a lot of my clients, when somebody's waiting, and I'm stopping, when somebody's waiting to see the chair, like, I'm on their hair, and I'm doing every little piece. And the next person's like, oh, my God, I wish he'd hurry up.
And we roll our eyes, but we know when we are sitting in that chair, we don't want to come out. It's amazing.
And I give it all to each client. And
well, I tell you, Willie, I remember that a few weeks ago, I had rekindled with my old boyfriend. And I remember the first time he saw my hair that you did. And he said, tell that young man he did an amazing job. And I had to call you and tell you. And I'm glad I had called you and told you because he has then gone home to be with the Lord. But I know you did a number on my hair as I was going to his service. And I could see that big smile on his spirit's face. So.
And those are the things that I look for, Daphne. It's not the tip. It's about the feeling that when somebody calls me 2 days after they left the salon,
yes,
they say, Willie, I just want to thank you. Like,
yes,
my hair is amazing, and I'm getting
yes,
so many compliments.
Yes, yes.
And that fulfills me.
Yes, yes. I tell you, I have a Caucasian friend up in Connecticut, and she said to me, does he do white girls' hair? I said, he do everybody's
yeah,
hair.
Worked with Matrix for 8 years mm-hmm, in the Washington, D.C. area. So if you're out there, I specialize in highlights. Hair cutting is one of my specialties. Mm-hmm. And come on out and give us a call. You won't regret it.
Well,
if you
I
make an appointment, you can go online. At
yeah, that's what I like. Yes. Yes, Willie. Well, I tell you, man, you're stuck with me. I ain't going
yes,
nowhere.
And I'm going to nowhere, any other way.
So I just love you and
thank
congratulations.
You.
Did you
so
take
much,
our picture? She didn't take our picture. She eating and she forgets it. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So. Oh, Lord. Now she's getting carried away here.
Is that good?
All right. I guess she said
thank
so.
You.
Thank you, Willie, and congratulations. Yes, please send them. Yes, so you just heard me. I was talking to Mr. William, you don't want to talk? So, we just want to be so thankful for Willie. There are so many people here. There's so much energy going on here, and he is just so excited. So we are right here at We Love Here right here at 2322 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York. And I'm here at the official opening of my stylist, Willie Whitfield. And I'm just so excited today and just so happy to be part of the a part of this festivity here. So we're waiting, and we are just waiting for somebody else to come. So as usual, I am just going to be go ahead and just play some music for you now while we wait on the next interview to come, because I know that today is going to be a happy day for Willie. So I want to just play that song for you right now.
What first brought you to Willie?
Oh, he's a great stylist.
I tell you something, the man is good at long hair, he's good at short hair, he's good at bald head. He's just good at hair, period. What are you most proud of today for Willie? That's right. And I know that. I tell you, Jackie, I was not going to let this opportunity pass. I came all the way from Connecticut. And I tell you, you in Connecticut too? Virginia, you go girl, you go girl. And are you an entrepreneur too? What do you do?
Yes, absolutely. I have retail. I'm an e-tailer. I have an online store.
Oh, girl. Listen, write my information for her. And you give me a call. I would love to have you on the show because my show is for entrepreneurs and small business people. So I would love to connect with you. So she's going to give you my information. And then you keep in touch. What encouragement would you like to give to Willie today?
Don't ever take no for an answer.
That's right. Especially we as people of color, we have to support and lift each other up.
That is correct. If a door should close, there's going to be two or three to open up.
That's right. Just keep going. Just keep going until you find the same. Well, Jackie, keep enjoying the festivities, and I want you to tell people again what you do and the name of your business. That's right. So you all know that you're going to be hearing from Jackie here on the show. And we're going to have her on because she's an entrepreneur. So we're going to have her on. So thank you, Jackie, for giving compliments to Willie. It was a pleasure. Okay. So again, you heard from Jackie Jenkins, who is an entrepreneur. And she travels all the way from Virginia. From Virginia to come and to see Willie. So again, now I have Miss Janice Jett. Well, welcome to the A New Day show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Is Willie your stylist or your friend?
No, but he's a new friend.
How new is the friendship?
About a month old.
Wonderful. Yeah. So what attract you to Willie? Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I've been noticing how he cut their hair styling. I think he does a very good job.
I think you all stylists have to go start put blinders on you all so you all don't look anyplace else. Because one of the ladies earlier on spoke about when he was working at the other shop, and she was sitting in her stylist chair, and she was watching Willie was cutting the hair, and she said, I think I find me a new stylist. Isn't that amazing when we find somebody who can cater to our needs?
I always said that they always need the man in the shop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because a man
mm-hmm.
really cuts better than a woman, styles mm-hmm. better than a woman.
That's right.
I always said that.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about Willie is that he makes us feel good and makes us feel special.
Right.
Makes us feel special. If you have a word of encouragement for Willie today, what would it be?
Keep up with the good work.
And you're going to be bringing customers to Willie?
Yes, I'm going to bring a lot of customers in the area.
All right.
A lot of customers in here. So
that's right.
He does a very good job.
You live locally? You live here in Harlem?
I live right here on 139th.
Oh, girl, you're in walking distance.
Yes,
that's wonderful. Well, I just want to tell you congratulations for coming on. And to just share some sentiments to Willie.
Right.
Again, thank you for being on the A New Day show.
Thank you.
All right. So it's called A New Day.
Okay.
A New Day. So you can watch it online. You can listen.
Okay.
And you have computer. It was a pleasure. You can go on your computer when you go home. And you can listen to the show. And if you have your phone now and you can get online, you can listen on your phone too.
Okay.
So it's amazing. Thank you so much. Yes, you just heard from one of Willie's clients who is she lives locally, and she wants to just support Willie with what he's doing. And I tell you, you can just know when you are in New York City, because people are just to kill. There, a couple just walked through the door, and the man is gorgeously dressed in his bow tie. His bow tie with his scarf. And thank you. And now I have Mr. Terry Artist. Well, welcome to their new day show. Is Willie your friend or stylist? What is Willie to you? How long have you known Willie?
I've known Willie now for about 5 years.
5 years. What attracted you to Willie that you say, I want this man to be my friend? Yes. Ain't that something? Ain't nothing fake about him. That's right. That's right. He's sweep you off your feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About Willie. Mm-hmm. When he comes into the store,
that's right.
Partner of mine owns a boutique. Uh huh. When he comes into the store and leaves out of the store, everybody knows Willie was there.
That's right. That's right.
Like
lightened up. It's just like light. I tell you, Terry, I traveled all the way from Connecticut to make sure I'm here live broadcasting, because I want the world to know what he is doing.
Mm-hmm. He's like energetic, you know, he has a vision and a dream.
Yes.
You know, and the thing about it, he makes it come to life.
That's right. That's right.
Like, you know, tribulations and stuff.
That's right.
Ahead, mm-hmm. Happy, but mm-hmm. Then he always, you know, come out.
That's right. And that's, you know, something, when we encounter adversities in our lives and we can become resilient, that's what we know, that we are made up from good fabric. You know, because it takes all those obstacles to woo our success. And as Willie said, that he has been at this for 20 years. So the brother has perfected his craft. And nobody's going to be able to take that away from him. Yes. Yes. That's right. That's right. Exactly. People, places, exactly. Beauty where there was none before. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And we love here, and we love Willie. So, what kind of encouragement you want to leave Willie with? That's right. That's right. That's right. So you know your wife just found a new stylist. You got to bring your wife here. That's right. That's right. You got to go to Willie. You got to go to Willie. So, you know, I'm just so proud of you and to talk to you and to see young men who are about encouraging each other and doing everything. So I think it's nice that Willie can call your friend. And I thank you, Terry, for being on the show. You're very welcome. Very welcome. Thank you. I will. That's right. Yes, so that was Terry Artist. And that's one of Willie's friends. He works at this boutique. And I tell you something, now they're getting me real hungry. Because Mr. Forbes is coming here with a delicious plate of, I think it's ziti and chicken, barbecue chicken wings and deep fried chicken wings. So Mr. Forbes, I'm glad that you took time out from that delicious meal to come and give some shout out to Willie. How do you know Willie? When did you meet him? Yeah, he's a party animal, doesn't he? What are you? I tell you. Yeah. What do you enjoy most about today and most proud of today? Took the bull by the horn. Yes, because he knows that the skill and the talent that he has is not, it's not Willie's, but the Lord loaned it to him. And he is making sure that, he's making sure that he focuses on what zip code. He's making, oh, it's raining now, it's raining, raining, raining. And he is making sure that, are you in New York or where are you? New York, yes. And it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. Yes, and just he just had some amazing friends. Everybody came in and said good stuff. I thank you, Mr. Forbes, for taking time to come and congratulate my salad. I can't eat because I'm still on the air, but thank you. But what you can do, you could get me some of that steamed vegetable and put it on the side, and I'm going to eat that. Okay, so thank you. That was Mr. Son. Everybody's trying to feed the host while she is announcing, and I tell you, you all know how much I love food, so it is like holding me hostage and not eating. We have the photographer outside trying to take my picture and let me look cute and adorable. I'm telling you, there's so much love happening around the place here. This is you?
That's me.
Oh, my heavens, you took me off guard. So, I see you got the biggest smile on your face. Who are you to Willie, and how do you know Willie?
I would consider Willie one of my best friends. And I'm a makeup artist, Willie's a hairstylist, so we just make a good team as far as friends and professionally.
So where is your business card? You're going to have to give a sister your business card.
Okay,
because I want to see how you can transform me.
Okay. Okay.
So, how long have you known Willie?
About 3 years.
3 years. And what makes you so proud to call him friend?
Because I feel that I'm gifted. I feel that Willie's gifted and we compliment each other.
That's right.
And Willie teaches me every day about patience.
That's right. Tolerance.
And giving.
Isn't that a beauty? Wonderful.
The money, but it's about the art.
Woo!
It's about the person.
Woo! I need you to say that again so other entrepreneurs can hear. It's not about the money, it's about the art. Because once you perfect your art and you deliver it with professionalism, the money is going to come.
Absolutely. If you're going to come, God's going to bless.
That's right. And what if you could pick two things that you are most proud of today, what would it be?
Dr. Maya Angelou, the opportunity of going to her home and just being a part of her life for a day, having a meal with her,
wow,
having her share her wisdom on me, and me passing my art.
Wonderful.
And I walked away with that from her saying, yeah, don't go through a day without helping someone.
That's right.
She said, this
That's
is
right.
my gift to you.
Isn't that something? Invested. She invested in you. Yesterday I was presenting a workshop in Connecticut, and I was telling the women, don't hang around anymore. Don't spend time with people. Invest time. And as I walk, as I look on all these people that walk through these doors in and out this evening, I know that Willie has invested time. And they came today to invest time in him. And that is powerful.
Yes.
So I want to thank you for being friend for a great man and to know that you both can enhance each other. Because as entrepreneurs, sometimes we get jealous and envious. And you're seeing that your art can complement his and vice versa. So I want to just congratulate you and tell you to keep doing what you are doing.
Thank you.
And if you want to come on my show to talk about what you do as an entrepreneur, You can take one of those cards and fill out, you just write it here. Show guest if you want to be on the show, and I'll call you and have you on the show for half an hour talking about your business that you do.
Okay.
So you can put your zip code there and everything on that.
Okay. I also want to thank you. I know that you got on the highway. It's a little rainy. It's a little dangerous. And you came all the way to New York to do this for Willie.
Yes, I wouldn't have it any other way.
So thank you.
That's right.
Oh, you get home safe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, that's Willie's friend, and he too, he is an artist. He's an artist. Yes, so thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so we are kind of winding down here. I think we have 22 minutes leaving here on live, and we are just talking to a great assortment of Willie's friends, Willie's family members, and Willie's clients, and even the men who Willie, they are not Willie's clients, but they are still coming because they are good friends. I now have Mr. Jonathan Borak. Broderick, Mr. Broderick, how are you? Wonderful. And how do you know the infamous Willie?
I've known Willie for the last 5 years, a mutual friend.
Wonderful. What made you choose him and say, this brother is good to be a friend?
My mom had always told me, show me your friends and show me who you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Show me 5 of your closest friends and I can tell you who you are.
Exactly.
And you know, you found one in him,
yeah,
and that was going to help to attract the other 4. That is powerful. If you would have a word of encouragement today for Willie, what would it be? What would you like to tell Willie?
I would like to say to first of all, congratulations, to stay focused, to keep God
That's right. That's right. And keep touching lives and keep doing hair.
Yes.
Yes. And what field are you in? Are you an entrepreneur too?
I am.
What do you do?
I own my own vintage shop right there. 52-102.
What kind of shop?
A vintage clothing store.
Oh, you need to write your, say call for show. My show is to feature entrepreneurs.
Oh, really?
And I have a place that you can advertise. So you know I'm going to be calling you.
Oh,
and have you on the show. So, Vintage Clothing. We know Vintage Clothing don't come in my size, but we don't care. We
go. Actually, the name of the shop is called Born. Born is an acronym for borrowed, old, refurbished, and new. So I mix the vintage clothes with the new.
That's right. Hey, that's what we're talking about. That's right. That's right. Well, you know you're going to hear Mr. Broderick on the show here, so I'll be calling you. So I can have you on. So congratulations and keep doing God's work. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Hello. How are you? Now I have here, we have only 19 minutes to go. I have 19 minutes to go live. So as many as you can get, that's it. I have Miss Jennifer White here. How are you, Jennifer? I am wonderful. And how do you know Willie?
He is actually my cousin.
Oh, wonderful. So did you know that this man was going to be so good at hair?
He's blessed, but a lot of people in our family know how to do hair. Not myself, but a lot of us.
Oh, but you can learn. If you stick around Willie, you're going to learn a thing or two, right?
Exactly. I would sure try.
What are you most proud of, Jennifer, for today? That's right, and follow his heart.
That's right.
Because he know what he's good for. When I was speaking to him, he said when he touched here, he could feel it felt organic to him. And that's what you know when you're walking in your God-given talent and purpose.
That's right.
You don't got to go to the right or to the left. When you touch it, you know, you taste it, you smell it.
And that's such a blessing that some people will never have that level of, you
That's right. That's right. That's right. What words of encouragement would you want to give to Willie today?
For God and everything else to follow.
That's right. So I want to thank you for taking time out. Just come back on your cousin, right? With your cousin, Willie. Thank you so much. You keep doing God's work. I will. Thank you. So that was Jennifer White, and Jennifer is Willie's friend, Willie's cousin. And so she has watched Willie grow, and we are just winding down here. There's so much energy here. I think the party's going to be going for a long more time. It's raining outside, but there's so much food here. And everybody's just having such a good time. And there is so much energy and love that being displayed to Willie. And I tell you, it's just amazing to watch people express their love to someone who has helped to make them not only look good and feel good, but beautiful too, and help to live their lift their self-esteem. So I am here, and I'm going to be talking to
Lee Singleton
in a minute here. And I'm just so excited about our involvement here today. So, Miss Singleton, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm Daphne, and I am so excited that you took time out to be on the show today and to compliment Willie. How do you know Willie?
Willie's my son.
Oh, girl, yes. And it doesn't kick you out. Even when you're messy here up, it takes. Trust me, I know what you're talking about, because I've been there. You know what I'm saying? And I come on, my face is in my hand, because I know I did something wrong. You know? But he still loves us and help us to get back on the right path. Lee, what are you most proud of today for Willie? Yes. And you know something? Willie is a role model for each and every one of us, whether we are already in business, because we are going to keep looking back and say, if Willie can step out, so can we. So I want to thank you, Lee, for coming on to the show. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the festivities. Yes, so we are winding down. We only have another 15 minutes remaining here on the show. And we are just so excited about today. And I have a nice young man here. Mr. Alex
Ogodaran.
How do you know Willie? Oh, you did that website? You're a bad brother. Look at you. I'm going to have you on the show to talk. You're an entrepreneur?
Yes.
So I have to call you to be on the show.
Yes. I do photography, graphic design.
Nice. Beautiful site. Beautiful site. How long have you been an entrepreneur?
I've been working for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yes, wonderful. I'm going to have to hook a sister up. So, what are you most proud of today about Willie?
I'm happy when I start with all the various things today. Because when it came to me, it's like, Alex, I need your help. I need you to do this. Did I do that? And I was able to find some of the time and patience. And I was able to do it.
That's right. And it's an encouragement for you and for me and for many others who are entrepreneurs. Because we look at Willie and we say, if Willie can step out in faith like he did, so we can do the very same. If you would send some word of encouragement out for Willie today, what would it be? Wonderful. 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 I'm always excited when I meet entrepreneurs, and Alex, I'm excited about meeting you, and I hope we can network together and see how I can help you. And that's another powerful graphic designer, that lady you see there. So give her your card, and if you have your card, leave your card here on my table, and I'll be in touch with you. All right, wonderful. Keep doing God's work. Yes, yes. So that was this is the gentleman that did the website, and the website is it's the website for We Love Here NYC. We Love Here NYC. Well, hello, hello, hello. How do you say your last name? Your first name. Janine Hayden. And how do you know Willie?
I met Willie at the last salon we worked in. I was working there.
So is Willie your stylist or you're your own stylist?
Willie's still currently my stylist.
That's right. Wonderful. What are you most proud of today for Willie? That's right. Action. Action is what is important. Action is what is important. And if you would send some words of encouragement out for Willie today, what would it be?
Keep up the good work.
And wonderful. 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 And I pray continued success for you too in your endeavors. Okay? All right. God bless and thanks for coming on the show. Yes, that was Miss Janine Hayden. And she is also a stylist at one of the other shops that that Willie work on. I can do one more. And this, I have Miss Valerie Williams here. Valerie, they say you saved the best for last, so you got to be good.
Oh.
How do you know Willie?
Oh, wow. We used to work together.
Uh-huh. You're a stylist too?
No. He's on my hair. Oh,
wonderful, wonderful. No, you have the beautiful dreadlocks. Beautiful, beautiful.
Funny. I was in transition.
No, no, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was in transition. I never cut off my original lock. And then I was in between getting braids. And then all of a sudden I found out that you could do hair.
Ah.
Hook me up. Let me do a weave, but I can't get a perm.
Isn't that something? God, he knew what you wanted and he made it happen for you. Wonderful. 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 What kind of encouragement would you like to send to Willie?
I would like to say, well, he already got the main part. He got a good location. And don't hesitate to let out those specials and put those, let your friends know about those specials. They can let their friends know about those specials. And once they pay that special price, they'll keep coming back.
So wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking to Willie. Yes, beautiful. Thank you, thank you. Yes, 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 we are winding down. We are winding down. And I tell you, the party, I think the party is just getting ready to begin. And we have, who do we have here?
Galen Fagan.
Faison. We have Mr. Faison here. And how do you know Willie?
And we hung out for a while. We went to school for a while together. And I was a part of him when he started getting himself back on track as far as going back to hair and opening up his mouth.
Wonderful, wonderful. What are you most proud of today for Willie?
All of his achievements.
Wonderful.
Just getting back on track and doing the next best thing for himself.
If you would send any encouragement his way, what would it be?
To keep hope alive.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to come and compliment Willie today, Mr. Faison. Okay. So we are getting ready to wind down here, and we are looking. She want to talk on the radio? She want to talk on the radio? Huh? I'm trying to find a couple more people for being here on the show. And this was beautiful. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed it broadcasting here live in Harlem at 2322 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, right here in Harlem, New York, and we are going down to the wire. I think I can do three more. They're just quick. Yeah, I'm just like going down to the wire. I'm taking some of the music time, and there's so much energy here and so much fun and everything that is going on here. Everybody's having such a magnificent time. There's a lot of love. I tell you, Audrey, New York is happening, isn't it? It's amazing the amount of energy here, and everybody's just encouraging each other. And now I have here Natasha. What's your last name?
Wells.
How are you? How do you know Willie? Huh? Oh, you go, girl. Well, congratulations. What made you accept to be his receptionist?
Well, I've been getting my hands on my Willie for a while now, and I knew that was the right thing. He was trying to go away when he decided to open up a job, the right way, client orientated, and so on. He's so comfortable, and I felt like I want to be part of the team.
Exactly, and he'd be a great mentor for you. So I want to tell you, you made the right decision to jump on this bandwagon, girl, because this is going places. This is going places. So I'll be seeing you. I come all the way from Connecticut. So I'll be seeing a lot of you, and keep doing the work and take care of my friend. All right. Okay. So this was Natasha Wells. And she is the receptionist for Willie. And now I'm here with Tomila Bennett. And how do you, Miss Bennett? How do you know Willie?
I work with him
Say that again. Yes, yes. And so are you going to be part of this team, or you are just here to support him today? What are you most proud of today for Willie? Wonderful. What kind of word of encouragement would you like to give to Willie?
Just keep working hard and keep doing
what you do. Okay. All right. He's the best. Well, thank you, Natasha. Just put your thing on there, the email, and then give it to the lady. Okay, so we are down to the wire. 4 minutes. Got to come. All right, so we are down here. We have our last interview here. I thought we have the last interview. I don't have time. What's your name? You got to write your name here and give it to me. So we have here, and we're writing down. It's a lot of energy, lots of music, lots of love. Lots of food. People are doing a great thing here. I know I have Sharon Gaiman. How do you know Willie, Sharon?
And I came out looking like $1 million.
And how long ago was that? Wonderful. What are you most proud of today?
I'm so proud of his success. I'm so proud that he stepped out and made it. That's what I'm proud of. That he put one foot forward and quickly.
Okay.
I thank him for that. Thank God for it also.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon, for Willie. And thank you, and thank you for listening, whether you're listening live or you are listening from the archive. I want to personally give a great shout out and congratulations to my stylist, Willie Whitfield, and he's here at 2322 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in New York, New York. I think it says the ABC 2 and 3 trains come here. Stop by and see Willie. Stop by and see Willie. If you're looking to look good, if you're looking and you want to be fabulous, I want you to just stop by and see Willie. And I'm here with my gorgeous graphic designer, and my friend is taking our pictures. And again, remember, you were created for a destiny, and don't let anyone say and otherwise. This is the queen of the Empowered Soul Dynamic, Daphne, saying bye-bye right now from 2322 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem, New York. So again, congratulations to We Love Here and the fabulous team here at 2223 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard.
Showing me, I can sense my way through, and your day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know. Strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.